The Adaptation Report Shaping the UK Policy Conversation, per Carbon Brief. The Climate Change Committee published its first solutions-focused well-adapted UK report, calling for at least an extra £11 billion per year, most of it from the private sector across flood defences, building, energy cooling, reservoirs and water efficiency, from Storyflow Daily. Clara Climate Brief UK CCC pegs adaptation at £11 billion/Trump misrepresents RCP 8.5, UZ cuts linked to African conflict spikes, and Maori report ties climate risk to colonization. Welcome to Storyflow Daily Climate. I'm Clara. Carbon Brief notes the CCC explicitly frames this level of investment as cheaper than facing the damages of warming up to 2°C by 2050. The 554-page document sets 20 overarching objectives and measurable targets, including curbing extreme heat deaths, and will feed into the UK's fourth climate change risk assessment due in 2027. The structural read: this is the first time the CCC has shifted from risk cataloguing to solutions pricing, which raises the bar for what the next government must publish in response. The fact check the desk needs in its pocket, per Carbon Brief. President Trump declared good riddance to the RCP 8.5 emissions scenario in a Truth Social post and incorrectly attributed the framework's retirement to the IPCC. Carbon Brief walks through what RCP 8.5 actually was, why the replacement set doesn't validate Trump's framing, and that projections still point to 2.5°C, 3°C of warming, a level the UN previously called catastrophic. One scenario author, quoted by Carbon Brief, says it is not possible to limit warming to 1.5°C without significant overshoot. This is the citation to use when the RCP 8.5 retirement gets misread as a free pass. The user conflict study worth flagging, per Grist. A paper published May 14 in Science suggests the UZ shutdown may be linked to an uptick in violent conflict across politically fragile regions of Africa. Authors analyzed 870 subnational regions and found that areas previously receiving more UZ support saw different conflict trajectories in the roughly 10 months after aid was withdrawn. Grist quotes University of Colorado Boulder researcher Zia Mehrabi tying the abrupt retraction of food and health programming to suffering and death. Outside experts caution the findings are preliminary. The Indigenous Policy Report, per Grist, Aotearoa New Zealand's 2026 National Climate Change Risk Assessment includes a Maori-focused companion arguing colonization has intensified climate risk exposure. Grist quotes Peora Tapsell of the Kaika Institute on 150 years of marginalization, and Shauna Water on Maori settlements continuing to act as first responders despite chronic underinvestment. And the corporate climate sale Heated isn't letting slide, per Heated. Everlane is being acquired by Shane for a reported $100 million. Emily Atkins' argument is that Everlane was never as eco-friendly as its marketing suggested. It was effective at selling the idea that buying lots of new clothes could be sustainable. The take: Shane is buying the eco-friendly image, not the underlying impact. That's your Storyflow Daily Climate. Sources in the notes. Clara out.